This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 48, Wisdom Wednesday. What to do if the problem is you?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA.
In this episode, you'll learn how to get over your shyness if you're trying to learn English here in the US and you're not seeing the improvement that you were expecting. Hey Gabby, what's happening?
Hey Lindsay, not much. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I want to address, today we're going to talk a little bit about an interesting issue, a big problem for a lot of students. I've had a couple conversations recently with students who feel really strongly about this problem. And yeah, and that is some students might be here in the US and you know, they've actually come here with the number one goal to learn English, but they also have taken with them their personality. Maybe they're a little bit shy, a little bit passive, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. But what can students do in this situation? Because they're stuck and they're not approaching people and they're not actually practicing.
Right. It's an interesting question, because it's hard to admit that maybe you might be the problem, or why your spoken English is not progressing as quickly as you want it to. And I think, Lindsay, you and I have different points of view on this. So I would say, you know, it's okay, be who you are. There are ways that you can practice speaking English on your own. You know, you can be shy and still improve your spoken English. Like, you know, immerse yourself through movies, watching TV, through podcasts, so that you're listening to a lot of English and you're absorbing all that language, the pronunciation and the vocabulary and everything. And then you could actually practice speaking on your own. You know, you could read out loud, you could practice having conversations even on your own. Maybe it sounds a little weird, but you have to practice. And if it's on your own, that's fine. If, you know, if you're a little shy, that might work well for you. You can even record yourself and then listen to yourself. So I say, if you're shy, just embrace yourself. Don't get down on yourself, like, oh, I should go out more, blah, blah, blah. Don't get down on yourself. Just keep practicing on your own.
Yeah, I don't know. I would actually come at it from more of a tough love perspective. Mm. Okay, so that means that, listen, guys, English is a spoken language. English is a spoken language. So you need to speak. So, well, I actually agree with you, definitely, with the compassion aspect. You need to be who you are. You don't need to get so upset with yourself. At the same time, you need to push yourself a little bit, because learning a language is kind of an inner journey too. And so it's an opportunity to push our edges, push ourselves, learn something.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Get out of your comfort zone. It's about developing yourself as a person. Okay.
Yeah.
So that means, what I would say is, speak, push yourself to speak, but think about the context. Where are you going to go and speak?
Yeah.
Would you rather join the Boston coffee shop meetup, as opposed to the Boston English language meetup, where you're out having a drink and there are so many people and you feel intimidated? Maybe you'd rather sit around a small table with 5 people and practice instead of 25 people in a bar. What's the context where you're going to speak? But in the end, go out and speak. Mm. Use these materials as supplementary materials, but speak. Practice speaking.
Yeah, I do agree. But I have to say, if you are shy, I think you need a little more preparation time to work up your confidence. So if you think that you're a shy person, use some time, create some space for yourself to practice on your own in the comfort of your own room, and get your confidence up so that when you do go in that social situation, you're ready to use the English that you've prepared and practiced on your own.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, again, in the end, don't use the feeling that you're shy or your shyness or whatever embarrassment you have about your own character as an excuse for not improving, because you're here in the US, you've come here to improve, and you've got to improve.
Yeah. Step one, you got to admit that you might be the problem. And then, you know, take action, take steps to prepare yourself to get out there and speak to real people out in the real world outside your room.
Absolutely. And we're here to help you guys with that. So yeah. No worries. And awesome. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck, y'all. Hey guys, our email list is the only way that we can send you a free ebook on how to learn English through a podcast, exclusive information from us, and new offers and materials that we have coming out very soon. So please get on our email list at allearsenglish.com.
Listening to the All Ears English Podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.